Second show, so far so good.
I noticed when you were playing live, were you actually praying for the people in the audience? We noticed that.
I always do, man. You know, you can't. They can't be mad at me for praying for them. They can. Sometimes people might get upset if you say too much, but you know.
It's really good, who doesn't love to be prayed over,
you know?
You're getting a load of kids putting their hands up to God.
For sure, it's a rock show,
maybe, and they are praying for
them. And they don't know, you know? But I can pray for them, I can believe for them, and I believe deep down inside that, you know, I don't convert or save anybody. It's God who does that. So, you know, I lift them up to the Lord and let Him do His thing.
It's brilliant. Amen. And you've got a new album coming out with it. Features a singer, Sick of It All.
Lou from Sick of It All, and Maria from In This Moment in there, and they're awesome people, and they have love and respect for us. And
when's the album out?
August 21st.
So who's that on? What label is that on?
We just signed to T-Boy and Universal.
How long have you been playing for, man? Because your first album was in 92, wasn't it?
Yeah. So we're going on 23 years. So we've been
the
in
first
this.
Album was epic. It was one of my favorite covers of all time, Bullet the Blue Sky by U2.
Oh, yeah,
what,
yeah.
What inspired you to play that? That was
our first major album, and we're just big, huge U2 fans. And you know, obviously, if we're gonna do a cover, we like to do it our version. So we made it a little bit heavier,
fantastic,
but
man.
We love and respect that band.
That guitar riff there is
awesome. Yeah, man.
Brilliant. Why have you started doing punk music?
Yeah. What's that?
The punk music. Where's that come from?
Is punk rock coming back, Sonny?
It's never left. It's just it depends on who's paying attention to it. You know what I mean? We're more of a hardcore punk type of band, but obviously, you know, throughout the years we keep playing music, and we make whatever we feel like jamming, you know. But so we're never really labeled as punk or hardcore. It's just different versions of rock and roll.
Brilliant. Did you think your song Alive would be so big in terms of what happened in 9/11?
No, man. You know
it
what?
Was awesome. How America adopted that song as their song, didn't they?
It's true, man. I think at that time it was just the world was looking for answers. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And there were only a few artists at the time that were that really spoke to the people through their music. You know, but as time goes, like everything else, they forget and they continue to do what they want to do.
Did that put you on the big stage, would you say?
I think so, but I mean, I just believe it was the right time, you know what I mean? And it wasn't like we went looking for it, you know, it just happened, and we were allowed to be, you know, our music was allowed to be in the right spot.
Because we appreciated the Christian element of the song. Whereas lots of people are like, oh, this is inspiring us to leave for bigger, even if they weren't saved or Christian or whatever.
Of course, but God uses all those things, you know what I mean? A lot of times when you just approach it as, hey, look at us, we're Christians, you know, most of the world doesn't want to hear it, you know what I mean? In all humility, we've done a bad job of representing who Jesus is to the world. And so I don't blame people for having a defense when I say, hey, I'm a Christian, can I talk to you? I don't blame them for being on the defense. So we look for different ways to approach people. But, you know, if someone wants to ask me about my faith, talk about my Savior, I'm willing to do that. But if someone just wants to talk about love and peace and happiness, I can do that too. If they want to talk about religion, I can, you know, other things, I can do that too. I can only be who I am.